Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this Christmas show, if you will, on this December 23rd, of course, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, and then the big day, the big guy. I'll be rolling down those chimneys. Oh, I'm in Florida. All right. No chimneys, Ben Botham?
Hey, I got a chimney. He can come right down mine.
You got a chimney at your place?
I certainly do. Got a nice wood-burning fireplace.
Do you really?
I do. I'm going to put a couple logs on the fire before Christmas starts.
That's baseball Ben Botham and bowling Ben Botham. And one of his kegglers is in the house, and we're going to get a little coaching review today.
Coaching review?
Yeah, the Seminole Warhawk soccer team, the boys have showed up today, and Coach Rick Massey, and of course, we're looking forward to that conversation about 11:30, Brad Richardson in our body armor. But you know these cats.
Yeah. I got Sal. Sal was one of my bowlers. He did a really good job for us this year. I think I might have him next semester in one of my classes, but we'll see, you know. Got to lock in on the books.
So are you one of those teachers that the kids want to be in, and they want to make sure they get on their schedule, they buy for it, they want the Ben Botham classroom experience?
They do want the Ben
Botham
experience.
It's like a concert?
Experience. Yes, it's a good time.
The Ben Botham experience.
Everyone's going to the guidance office, seeing how they can, you know, rearrange their schedule. Yeah, try and get me in there, because, you know, I teach a good class.
You could sell some action on the side. Hey, a quick C note. And you can be in my class. I'll make sure that happens.
Yeah, I'll pull some strings for you, get you in there one way or another.
Well, we know that won't happen. Anyway, as I said, that's Ben Botham. We're going to talk a little hot stove later on, and he is hot under the collar this morning. I can show you that. Yeah. If you haven't seen what's happening in the baseball world, just Google L.A. Dodgers right now.
And you might want to throw in the Grinch in there. L.A. Dodgers.
You're the Grinch, dude.
I am not the Grinch. I'm trying to save Christmas, all right?
You're trying to save baseball.
Baseball and Christmas. Do it all, because the Dodgers are out of control.
I concur. It's one of the few times that I want you to rant, and I think you're speaking on behalf of all baseball purists.
Yes.
The people that love the game, and that's us. And, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor. We've got a lot of things in 2024 we'll be doing together. Joe Geiger's in the house. He's got a little laryngitis, a little throat action that's going around these days. So his pipes won't be on the air today, but we will... We'll catch up with him.
Need a
after.
Cough drop sponsor, Mike.
Yeah, I do.
Let's get him some Ricola.
Ricola.
We'll be good to go. Get him back in action.
Well, with that, I wouldn't get any sponsorship. Hey, we're talking to Jim Hart in our Rowdy's Body Armor High School Headquarters soccer conversation. Brad Richardson's in the house. We'll talk redistricting, if I could say that term. And you had some interesting insights. We'll talk a little bit about that in the world of high school football right now. It is interesting. John Ruggles will join us at the end of the first hour. Then the second hour, it's like a reunion tour. Brad Richardson will be on for a bit. You'll be here. We'll be kicking things around in the world of NFL, MLB. Ray Kennedy, we'll get Ray.
Oh,
crazy Ray.
We'll get sunshine.
We'll get Ray with his Bucks prediction for tomorrow and the rest of the season. The Bucks are on a very, very needed win streak.
Baker Mayfield's the man.
He's the man.
Hey, I always liked Baker. I mean, he plays with heart. You know,
I want you to hammer Ray Kennedy when he's on.
Hammer
because he's been pushing for Trask all season long.
I mean, I like Trask. It hurts not seeing him out there a little bit, but I mean,
hurts.
Yeah,
it hurt if he was in there.
I don't know. I got some faith in the guy, but you know, Baker absolutely, Mayfield he's still
gonna,
does.
He's going to be, and bravo for him. He's going to be a journeyman backup. Yeah. Look how many of them got a chance this year in the NFL.
A lot did.
A lot of journeymen. And
they're doing well. They're doing really good, Mike.
I'd say about half of those numbers have put on very impressive displays in their resume, and their value is going to go up in 2024 when they're negotiating their contracts.
50 starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year. It's
been unbelievable.
Insane.
Yeah, and think about it. They've eased up on the rules of what you can do and not do to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And these guys are still all banged up. That's the level of the athleticism these days in the great game of football. And then we'll talk Alex Reba will join us. And the big O, Oscar Garner the III, he'll be calling in from
big O.
From Detroit.
Wow.
He has left us, moved up there, but he's going to make, you know, a guest cameo appearance. He's going to do us a favor.
A little Christmas present for us, Mike.
Yes, we're going to talk Christmas presents. Look at this place. It looks like a
Looks like my
party last Sunday.
Yeah, great party last Sunday. Great food, great times, great people. And look at you, Mike, decked out in the Santa gear with a big old tie and a Santa hat.
The most impressive thing is this display of cookies, snacks that your mother made.
Oh,
she was up till 1 a.m. cooking.
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. You helped out.
I did. I made those cream cheese cookies.
Which one of these beauties would be Ben Botham work?
That would be the cream cheese cookies. One, they have the nuts, the sprinkles on them. Those suckers are pretty good.
Right here?
Oh, yeah. I think you already had one beauties. Of those. Those are good.
These are like a Christmas classic. They have to be on everybody's coffee table.
Oh, of
course. During Christmas when you're opening.
We got the thumbprint cookies. We got little...
What are these?
Those are little chocolate clusters. I think they got little walnuts in
there. Sorry, Matt, for making you hungry up there in the studio. I'd like to share these with people.
Oh, and some Buckeyes right there as well.
Buckeyes? I hate the Buckeyes.
Well, yeah, you can hate them, but you can love the food.
What's a which one of these is a Buckeye?
That's the one, the peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Oh, my God, I love Buckeyes now.
Yeah, they're pretty darn good.
So that's taking place down here. We'll have a lot of fun the next couple of hours. Right now, of course, we're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And it is college bowl season. 7 games on the docket today and tonight. A lot of interesting bowl games. The title sponsors them. Let's break that down a little bit for people. But we got 104 televisions down here at Ferg's at, of course, 13th and Central, right across from Tropicana Field. And it gets active every day down here. I've been here every day, and you think I look ridiculous or festive. Wait till later today when people crack out and they start walking up and down Central Avenue.
Hey, we got to get one of those Santa walks going on. Did you see that up in New York, Mike? The big Santa Con? Everybody dresses up like Santa and just takes over the city. It looks like
that's
a really
good
time.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, get that
we
over here.
We need to do that
Ferg's.
From Ferg's.
That'd be amazing. I'd love to put on the old jolly outfit, get a little stuffing in my stomach, and you know, go from there.
Well, Ben, I'll tell you who will be down here a little bit later on. Santa is going to make a cameo appearance.
Santa?
Yes, and his elf.
The big man himself?
Yeah, and I'm not going to say anything else. It's going to be a pleasant surprise. Why don't we go over the bowl games today, and then, of course, one NFL game, and then NFL action tomorrow down here at Ferg's. Big game, Bucks and Jags. Jags are beat up, hopefully Lawrence is in concussion protocol.
All I'm saying for my fantasy team, I need Trevor Lawrence to play.
Oh, come on, man. You're a Bucks fan.
I know it.
That's your generation. I tell that to my son all the time. Your generation is fantasy football.
Mike,
you know,
I got money
you want
riding
your team,
on it.
You want your team to win? Well, bet on the Bucks then.
Well, I'll bet on the Bucks, but I got to get my fantasy team to the finish line.
Yeah, I need my boy on that team to do well. I'm like, that's our arch enemy, somebody from the Vikings. You know, he's a Packers fan. He'll say, no, I got to have Jefferson kicking butt this weekend, Pops. I'm like, I don't want to hear that. Do not want to hear it.
Yeah, so let's get into those bowl games then. So first we have Birmingham Bowl. That's going to be Troy versus Duke. Then we have the Camellia Bowl. That's a flower, right? Isn't it? Or a tree or something of that nature?
I thought it was a woman's name.
It is. So that's Arkansas State versus Northern Illinois. Then you have
the Huskies.
Yeah, then you have the Armed Forces Bowl. That's James Madison versus Air Force. I'll be pulling
That's the game of the week.
Yeah, I'll be pulling for Air Force.
I'll be pulling for the Falcons. Oscar Garner III jumped all over. Remember that during Big Monday, Joe? He jumped all over JMU all season long. And they actually have a very good basketball team as well, as they've now gone up to Division I. But he was all over JMU. So go Falcons. And if you remember last week in that conversation with David Wilson, who helps us with our soccer segment, his son was the mascot when he was at the academy.
Really?
For 2 years. He was basketball and football, and he also did March Madness. The Falcons made it to March Madness.
Yeah.
And he did a commercial, and he was on the CBS March Madness deal.
Yeah. Hey, believe it or not, Mike.
He's a pilot, but he loved that
The mascot gig is the greatest thing
ever. Can you imagine?
I was friends with the guy who was the Georgia Bulldogs mascot. I'm not going to say his name because I was able to actually wear the Georgia Bulldog like helmet.
You were? Did you go to a bar with it on?
No, that stayed at the apartment.
I'm going to say, yeah.
It did not go anywhere, but it was so cool. He was awesome. He even was the Chick-fil-A mascot at one point, Mike, where he ran around. He did a whole marathon in the Chick-fil-A mascot uniform.
A marathon?
A marathon in the Chick-fil-A mascot uniform.
Oh, my God.
He must have been sweating bullets.
How many pounds he lost afterwards?
He used to be a pretty skinny guy, too. He probably had a couple coldies, too, to get him through the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So next we have the Potato Bowl. I like that one quite a bit.
And that's in Idaho, of course.
That's Utah State versus Georgia State. So hopefully Utah State comes out
ahead. You can't stand Georgia State.
No, Georgia Southern is the real GSU. So hopefully
that's where you went for your graduate degree.
Utah State pulls out the dub there. And then the 68 Venture Bowl. That's South Alabama versus Eastern Michigan. And lastly, we got two more. Las Vegas Bowl, which is Utah versus Northwestern. And lastly,
go Wildcats. We need that Big Ten to look solid for once in the bowl game.
There you go. And lastly, the Hawaii Bowl. That's San Jose State versus Coastal Carolina.
Quite a trip for Coastal Carolina. What we got on the NFL ducket tomorrow, and then we'll get Jim Hart. He's on hold.
We got NFL today, Mike.
NFL today and tomorrow.
We got our Saturday games here. We have the Bengals versus the Steelers. You got a prediction in that one, Mike? Because I am at a loss on what I'm going to be gambling on that game.
Go Browning and the Bengals.
All right, we'll take the Bengals there. And then we got the Bills versus the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to pull it out. I know the Bills had a good one, but...
Chargers blow. Are you kidding me?
Hey.
Do not go to Hard Rock Bet app and jump on the Chargers.
I might take the spread on that. I got to take a look at
what it is. They just fired their coach and GM.
I don't know, Mike. I think something might happen.
Okay, well, I saw you told me last Sunday how successful you weren't.
Yeah, I lost my shirt.
So 1-800 bets off.
I lost my shirt last week.
Yeah, well, you go this route, you're going to lose it again.
Next we have, for the Sunday slate, we got the Jets versus Commanders game.
Jets are the hapless Jets.
Yeah, Commanders should take that. Falcons versus the Colts. That's another kind of toss-up there. I don't really know what's going to happen to that one. Colts.
Go Colts.
Seahawks versus Titans. That should be a really good game.
Seahawks, after their nice win over the Eagles, I'd go the other direction.
Yeah. Then we have Lions versus Vikings. Lions are up there as being a fraud because
they're not a fraud. They're not a fraud. They've got offense. They've got a hell of a defense.
They haven't been winning. What's going on with the team?
No, they just won last. Oh my God, they crushed the Broncos last week.
No, sure they did, but the Broncos
destroyed them.
It's the Broncos. Broncos
were on a six-game winning streak. They destroyed them. 42-10, 17.
Then we have Packers versus
Panthers. Stay with the Lions.
Packers versus Panthers. Obviously, Packers. Panthers are probably the worst team in the NFL.
They had a win last week.
They certainly did. That was pretty remarkable.
You probably lost that one too.
I certainly did. we have Browns versus Texans. I've been riding the Texans all season, and recently they've been letting me down.
Well, they lost last
week quite a bit. Then we have Buccaneers versus Jags. Hopefully the Bucs pull it out, but once again,
yeah. But you got to have your fantasy guy.
Somebody up. I know. I'm a fan enough.
You're a bandwagon rider, fantasy guy. 1-800 bets off. That's all I got to say about you.
Then we have the Bears versus the Cardinals.
Cardinals. Well, the Bears surprised
might actually. Pull something out there. And then Dolphins versus Cowboys. I'm riding the Dolphins there, Mike.
Well, that's because your whole family are over the top Dolphin fans.
You got that right. And then we have
Cowboys must win. Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys must. But I'm
Tariq
not sold
Hill is
on
not playing.
Then I have Broncos versus Patriots. Broncos should beat the Patriots. The Patriots are another kind of crummy team. Has Bill Belichick been fired yet, Mike?
Or is he
still? Do you think that's going to happen?
There'll be something interesting.
It already has happened. He's getting let go at the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
Thank you, Matt, for that insight. Yep.
So we won't be seeing much of him anymore. Maybe move on to another team. We'll see where he goes.
Rumors are the Commanders, but we'll see.
That's not bad. Get rid of Ron Rivera there.
I like Ron Rivera.
I do too. Riverboat Ron. Then we have Monday's games. We have the Eagles versus Giants. I really like the Giants a lot, Mike.
We got to get to Jim Hart. You need to quit gambling.
Mike, the Giants were riding there with the
Tommy
Italian
DeVito,
wonder.
Tommy DeVito, and I know you're half Italian. Tommy DeVito, that story has sailed. He's got some sponsorship, but I guarantee you, Eagles and Cowboys, both in must-win situations, they both win. So And the last game?
Well, two more. We have Chiefs versus Raiders and 49ers versus Ravens.
Okay. Well, the game of the week is the Niners and Ravens, and that's for a home field advantage. So jump on the Niners and jump on the Chiefs. All right. Now let's shift gears. God, I'm going to get you into counseling after the holiday season. Jim Hart, kind enough to listen to that babble. Of course, each and every week we have our Tampa Bay Rowdies Body Armor Coca-Cola segment. Kicking around a little soccer. And I'll tell you how busy I've been and how uninformed I've been, which is typically daily. We do have the Seminole Warhawks in the house, not the Lady Warhawks, Jim Hart. And Rick is here. And a couple of the fellas are going to join us about the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's talk what's going on in the world of Jim Hart. I know I surprised you. We thought we weren't going to talk soccer today, but we decided to do a show. And who better to have than you, the godfather of soccer? How are you, man?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks so much. And how impressive that Matt has that inside scoop. That was good stuff on Belichick.
Ben, you didn't hear what he said.
What did he say? Say that again.
He said, how impressive Ben had the inside scoop. Yeah, you got the inside. He's got the inside scoop to go backwards financially. Now he's going to go back to those hideous picks that you think maybe he's got something there.
Hey, believe in the Giants, Mike. There's something there. There's something special there. That Italian wonder there. The Italian stallion's out on the field as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. They're calling him Tommy Cutlets, you know.
Hey, I'm cool with that, too.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I do love a good chicken cutlet. Okay.
Well, you're Italian. All right, Jim Hart, let's go back to soccer.
All right.
So, unfortunately, the weather did not treat us well last weekend, and rescheduling down at Al Wang Stadium. Let's revisit that in case anybody missed our conversation last week.
Sure. It's actually the Champions League semifinals and final were rained out last week with that bad weather. But, Mike, I think it's going to be a blessing in disguise. It's going to give us more time to talk about the game, give people more time to have an awareness of the Final Four and to plan to attend it. The thing that people are starting to wrap their heads around is that the semifinals are in the morning and the finals are at night on the same day, which is unusual. Boys semifinals at Jesuit High, girls semifinals at Palm Harbor. And, of course, the winners of those games travel downtown St. Pete to play at Al Lang. Boys at 6, girls at 8. So we're super excited about all that. It's exciting that you've got the Seminole boys down there with you. That's great.
A couple of the fellas came down and you don't want to talk a little soccer. Brad Richardson, our other high school insider, he convinced them to come down on this essentially Christmas Saturday. So I'm excited about it.
Beautiful. We've got some other teams in the queue for you, by the way, that I think I've been keeping you up on email on. So you're going to have guests continue to come down to Ferg's Live and join in with you. But just the highlights of this week are two main ones. I had done a little preparation for the Seminole girls, who are having a deceptively good season. They've got 5 losses, but they are playing one of the toughest schedules in all of Pinellas County. But the big highlights are these. In 2021, our Champions League Most Valuable Player played for Tampa Prep, Santiago Castaneda. And he ended up signing for the Tampa Bay Rowdies right out of high school. And then he transferred to Germany. He plays in Germany now at a club called Duisburg. Well, Santiago is up for goal of the month in Germany with a winning goal that he scored in the 92nd minute to win a key game for Duisburg. So there's a campaign underway to get him voted in as goal of the month in Germany. His parents have shared that link with us. We're pushing it out on our socials to try to get a few American votes to help Santiago get gold.
Send it to us. Send it to us as well.
I will. So that's super cool. And talking about getting Santi involved, possibly in some of these podcasts or maybe even on this show that we do together, although I think he plays on Saturday morning. So I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we're working on it. So that's exciting. The other exciting piece, Mike, which you know is that there's a podcast out of St. Louis that's really going to devote itself to the Champions League, both in St. Louis and Tampa. And they're starting to interview our coaches. You remember when Eric Sims came and talked with us. He's the guy that played at UT as both the catcher and goalkeeper. And he's the Jesuit high coach now. Well, he's completed an interview with them up there. And they've got a few other of our coaches lined up to talk to out of St. Louis. But this is a podcast that is devoting itself to the Champions League coverage, both in St. Louis and in Tampa. And you remember in the fall, Mike, we had John Walsh, the Fort Lauderdale St. Thomas Aquinas coach, on our show.
Excellent conversation. Yes.
Yep, he's going to be on that St. Louis podcast as well. So that's exciting stuff to have those guys covering us. So the Champions League is making strides a little bit every week. It's exciting.
Well, you know, and championed by you. I don't know why I use that term, but that's the reality of it. And, of course, Perry is also very instrumental in that. But you guys, with your passion for the sport, how many years did you play high school soccer in Illinois?
No, I did not. Mike,
I don't think so. I'm not disclosing your age, but I told you in Iowa, I mean, It wasn't an option in the mid 70s or late 70s when I went to school, and it was a private school that focused on sports, but it was non-existent.
No, we didn't have it in Chicago either, and I moved to Florida in my high school years, and so I went for part of my high school. I went to Lakewood High School, and they didn't have it when I first moved down. I don't want to date myself, but
you're a Spartan?
Yeah. Yeah, I graduated from Lakewood.
Did you know that Mark Ferguson graduated from there too?
I do know Mark Ferguson, and Mark is the way I know Mark. He and my brother are good friends, and they played baseball together at on the Lakewood baseball team. They were teammates, and so I've known Mark since the high school days. And also, my brother Dan, who's a contractor. He was instrumental with Mark in building that building that you're sitting in right now.
I probably met your brother before.
I'll bet you have. He's a really good, easygoing guy. Got a beard and a lot of fun. A good vibe around him. So I've known Mark all that time.
Well, I know that he gave me your name to call, but I didn't know that there was a Lakewood tie. I thought you were a Chicago guy. I do have to ask you this. Are you a Cubs or a White Sox fan?
Well, I grew up loving both. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I learned something. You'll like this story. When I was six, my dad was a White Sox, hardcore White Sox fan, right? So when I was 6 years old, I asked my dad if he would take me to a Cubs game. He looks at me like he's never looked at me for anything I'd ever done bad before, like worse than that. And he said, don't ever ask me that question again. If you want to go to a Cubs game, you're going to have to go with my brother.
Don't ever ask me again.
That's a good dad right there. I like that.
That's drawing a line in the sand, your own son.
Yes, yes. I learned a lesson that day. So his brother took me to my first Cub game, but my dad did take me to Comiskey Park to a couple of White Sox games. So, I mean, we're talking back in the days of Floyd Robinson and Hoyt Wilhelm and those days.
Hey, almost the knuckleballer, Hoyt Wilhelm.
Hey, almost yes, the St. Petersburg White Sox.
What's that?
I said they were almost the St. Petersburg White Sox. They did a little funny business over there. They changed the clock. They stopped the clock and prevented them from moving down here, fudged some official state paperwork, violating the law, prevented them from coming down here.
Not in Chicago. They would never. There's never been any illegal political move made in the city of Chicago. How can you say that?
Oh, you're right. Forgive me, Mike. Forgive me.
It's still the dirtiest city in America from a political perspective.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And my family was in that business. My uncle especially, he was deeply involved in that Chicago political business. Let me tell you something. unbelievable stuff. One of the judges up there, that was my uncle's friend, I was up there in his office one day, and he says, come on over here. I come over to his desk. He opens a drawer, and he hands me two season passes to the White Sox. He said, here, I don't ever go to the games. Take these. Now, this is 1973. Dick Allen, they had a great team. And I,
I forgot they had cigarette smoking Richie Allen. Then he became Dick Allen. I love that cat.
Yes, yes, he was my favorite player for a while. Yep, Bill Veeck days. What a place that was.
Yeah, they need to bring back heaters. Bring back heaters to Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm sure this politically correct world, we're going to allow a cigarette smoking in the dugouts at baseball games, Ben. He's on a roll today, Jim. Can you tell that?
Yeah, I can. He's feeling it.
Hey, it's the Christmas spirit. It's coursing through my veins today, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God. His mother brought me banana bread, this tray of cookies. It looks like a bake shop down here at 13th and Central.
Even some pizzelles, Mike.
Okay, describe the pizzelle to Jim.
It's like, I don't know, it's kind of like a thin, like, kind of, I don't even know how to describe
it. Is it a coffee dipper?
I mean, you can. I kind of stick them in ice cream sometimes, you know, a little vanilla ice cream.
Oh, my God.
They're pretty good. It's almost like a waffle cone type thing. It's nice and sweet. It's good. You can have it with coffee. It's good.
I've got 8 days that I'm going to consume all the bad stuff that in the city where I grew up and all these sweets, and then I'm going cold turkey, Jim.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, well, that's the key. If I can last 30 days, I'll be very happy with myself. Hey, let's get the Seminole Warhawk guys over here and have a little conversation, a little soccer conversation. You want to listen in, Jim?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So I know you told me last week, while we get them settled in, you stay home for the holiday, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you got any grandkids, kids coming in?
Yeah, we got family. We're gonna all meet up together, both on Christmas Eve and Christmas. Kids, grandkids, the whole bunch. And we're the games will be on and the whole bit. So we're gonna do just like everybody else.
Well, as I said, I'm taking off the day after and flying to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, rent a car, and then drive south to my hometown, 90 miles down, Sioux City, Iowa, on the Missouri River. But I thought I was going to get like 40 degree weather for a high, and then you know, maybe the low 30s. That was the original prediction. Pulled it up last night, and the highs are going to be like 30 degrees. And the low is going to be about 19. So I'll be going to Burlington Coat Factory today and picking up something warm to put around the old man for this trip up to the tundra. I suppose you haven't made it back to Chicago for a long time in the winter, have you?
You know, no, I haven't. And you know, traveling's not as easy these days, as you know. I'm real curious. You're flying to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Where do you fly out of? St. Peter, Tampa?
St. Petersburg, straight shot. Nice. St. Petersburg, a straight shot on Allegiant.
Wow, that's awesome. That is so cool.
All right, well, let's get Brad Richardson situated over here, and then we'll have a little conversation with the fellas. I don't know if you need the headphones. I'm a loud mouth. I'm plenty loud, and you got a speaker over here. And
Hey, Mike, before you get started with these guys, I'm going to get you connected with a couple of our people we're talking about in Iowa. For doing the Champions League up there, a couple guys that run a podcast. So be on the lookout for that. But let's bring on the Warhawks.
We'll do that. I'm sure I probably know him. All right, so let's shift gears. Brad Richardson, it's our Body Armor Prep Connection. And these guys on, essentially, it's Christmas Saturday. Kind enough to take time and come down. But I knew you wanted to see your bowling coach was the reason that you decided to come down. So let's talk a little soccer and Seminole Warhawk.
All right, Mike, we ready?
You're ready to roll, brother.
Okay. Just waiting to get everything up and running and all that.
You don't need headphones.
Oh, come on. I'm that kind of person. All right. So here this week on the Body Armor High School Prep Section, please welcome the Seminole Warhawks soccer team. Joining us today is none other than, and guys, I apologize if I don't say this right, Colin Lizinak. Lesniak. And then also Sal Repuano, right? All right, good. And
rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. And joining us here is a man, the myth, the legend with Seminole Warhawk Soccer, but he also is an assistant coach guiding these guys and leading them to success, and that is assistant coach Rick Macy. He's also an inductee into the Seminole Warhawks Athletic Hall of Fame. So, guys, I want to thank you guys for being with us this morning. Real quick, just want to hear you guys on this. It's Christmas break. You guys are enjoying it right now. So what are you going to be doing now during holiday break real fast?
I think mostly just...
Nice and loud, young man.
Yes, sir. I think mostly just spending time with family.
Like you're talking to your buddies before you get ready to bowl a perfect game.
Of course, of course. I think it's mostly just about family, you know, enjoying the times, enjoying the holidays, you know, making sure, you know, your stomach's full, you know, while also having a good time, you know, partying here and there. But, you know, as long as we're all together, I think we'll just be fine, you know?
Yeah. What about you, Colin?
I think it's about family and hoping Santa brought some nice gifts for me.
Awesome, awesome. So, now, just real quick, guys down here on the, you guys right here, you guys have all played club, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, cool. So, how old were you guys when you started playing? You know, tell me, like, your experiences playing club soccer real quick.
I started when I was 6 years old, and just kind of, we're on the same club team right now.
Oh, really? What's like, just a shout out to the club team. What's that?
Shout out Clearwater Chargers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool, cool. So, so any rec ball just beforehand or no, just straight into club?
I started playing rec when I was about six, but years, I was like, I want to step up my game, and then, yeah, switch the club, and I think it's my 10th season playing club, so.
Nice. So, and some of the guys that are playing on other teams in the county, you guys play rec ball with some of them, right? Is that correct?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, cool. So what's it like playing them? Tell me about what's it like, you know, playing games, and you see these guys on the field. Is it like, okay, I've just got to just show that I can still beat them every time they try to outwit me in some of these games? What is it like? What's it like playing these guys?
I mean, it's definitely, you flip on that switch. It's like, I don't know you anymore. You're not my friend, you know? We're here to play. We're here to win. Just that competitive instinct in you turns on.
What about you, Sal?
Like Colin said, I mean, it's more about, you know, for 80 minutes, you know, you're my enemy. I'm never going to, you know, and then when the whistle's over, you know, you're back to being buddies, you know. But I think for the most part, it's that competitive spirit that we all fight for, that we all urge to do when we play sports. I mean, it's what you live for. It's what you play sports for. You know, you play for the fight. You play for the fun.
Absolutely. All right. So, new season. Guys got a new head coach in here. Shout out to Coach Sean Doyle. Sean Doyle and all that. So with him being the new head coach, what skills and insight has he brought to the table to keep you guys as a competitive team? And Seminole, I've always referred to Seminole Soccer as a dynasty team. And we'll talk to the guy here down here in just a few minutes, Rick Macy, about some his years coaching Seminole. But what has he brought to the table? What has Coach Doyle brought to the table?
I think Sean's brought a definite change of atmosphere. You know, our previous coach, Tanner, he was a great coach, loved the guy, but we needed a change of environment. And I think Sean Doyle is bringing it this year with that change. More discipline, more hard work, more urge and fight to go after these games and work and push these players to be the best they can be.
Absolutely. Okay. So actually, you know, Colin, I'm going to ask this question just to get this from you. Which one of these coaches is louder? Coach Macy or Coach Doyle?
Definitely Doyle.
Doyle?
Definitely Doyle. When he's mad, oh, you better watch out. He's pretty loud. Yeah.
All righty. So now you guys have had a challenging season so far. You guys are in a tough district. I will say that just looking at the teams that you got, you're facing off against Osceola Northeast and Clearwater, especially Osceola with Coach Ian Matthews on there. What has been the challenging part of the season so far? What have you guys been doing to help get yourselves better before going into districts in January?
So I think the most challenging thing this season has been our injuries. I think for the most part, our team has been struggling to recover because the high school season, you play 2-3 games a week. It's constant, constant, constant. So it's hard to recover. It's hard to recover fast. So right now we have a lot of injuries, about say 5 or 6 injuries, but for players, it's tough. But I think as a team, if we stick together and work hard and be the next man up, we'll be ready for districts.
Okay. We've got Jim Hart on the other line. He's listening in. Of course, he is he's the creator of the Champions League, and I know you know Rick.
Yes, sir.
And so he's listening in as well. I do want to say this about both these young men. You guys have great pipes for radio. So if you if you're looking for any internship down the road,
hey Mike, that's why I brought them.
Hey Mike, I got some competition.
Great job, Rick. Well, thank you.
I mean, smooth delivery, not nervous. Sal's over here throwing down some of Ben Botham's cookies. And and then on a lighter note, and then I'll get you back to focus. I want in a short sentence what Ben Botham was like as the inaugural coach of the Keglers, the bowling team.
the best inaugural coach we've ever had.
Well, that was a safe good statement.
Answer. Safe
that
answer there, man. Safe answer.
Very safe answer.
He's playing for a good grade.
Right. Yeah, very good. All right.
I'll have you next semester.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, you better get ready. You better get ready for that one. So, obviously, you guys are going to be facing Osceola Northeast and Clearwater. That's the ones we just touched on. What's going to be the strategy going forward? I mean, you've already talked about the injuries that have happened. What's going to have to change in terms of mindset for you guys when you are going to be going into districts? We have Northeast, was it next week when you get back from break, right?
That's correct, yeah. I think it's just the next man mentality, you know. Can't do anything about the injuries, you know. Just got to, whoever's next man up, just got to step up and work hard.
So, we are having a Pinellas County soccer coach legend with us right now, and that is Coach Macy. So you, of course, had an amazing season back when you won the state championship with those guys. So when you look at these guys today, when you see them out on the field playing, what has brought you back to coaching with alongside this team for all these years, Rick? What has brought you back to be there and guide them?
Well, I'll tell you, I love being with the kids. I love teaching discipline. Having a part of that, and they respond to it. The right boys? Yes, sir. I rest my case right there. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
You heard
yeah.
that, right? Okay. I'm honored to be able to be out there and coach these boys, especially at my age.
Well, I love your old school mentality, but you're also blended in with what's going on in the 21st century, and I think that's a nice blend. And that's why I respect this young man. He's actually he's an old soul for 25 years of age. So he can relate to you guys, but he also delivers, the old school mentality of hard work ethic.
You know, I hear all these coaches tell me all the games changed, time have changed. No, it hasn't changed. Okay, you still cannot win without discipline and respect, and the players respond to that, and they want to work hard, they want to get pushed, and that has not changed.
And team camaraderie too.
Absolutely
critical.
I mean, you guys are family, your brotherhood, and all that. So,
boys, in unity we have what?
Strength, strength, sir.
There you go.
What was that again?
In unity we have what?
Strength, sir.
Strength, sir. Look at that.
There's I love
sir
that.
Again. Look at that.
I love that. Were you in the military prior to?
I was not. They wouldn't have me.
He's Rick Macy, and I'm very pleased that you got him down here before the holidays, there, Bradley.
Absolutely. So, all right. So, you guys, both of you. You guys do have any form of social media. What would be, let's see here. So, Colin, what are you on mostly? Instagrams, Twitter?
Instagram.
What about you, Sal?
I say mostly Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Oh, okay. So, my question for you guys is that if you have any moment, we're going to go to each of you. There's got to be one moment during the season, any soccer season, that you've made a big play, got a goal, shot a goal, whatever. What would be posted on Instagram, Twitter, even TikTok that you want everybody to see? Let's start with you, Sal.
I think maybe not like spectacle wise, like not for the show. I think just like for a personal decision, like my freshman year, I remember my first goal was against Pinellas Park. It was off a corner kick, rebound bounces out to me. I hit it with my right foot. I hit a bottom right corner like that. I remember. And then all the seniors coming up after me, all the juniors like, congrats, you got your first goal.
You were
like,
a freshman?
I was a freshman.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
But I remember just being so excited. Like, I felt like, you know, the team, like, even though I was only going to know these guys for a short 2.5 months, it felt like I was really part of something bigger, you know. But that's something I would post.
Yeah, and you're still a huge part, right? Yeah,
absolutely. What about you, Colin?
I would say, you know, I'm a defender, so shout out all the defenders out there. I would say, you know, a little montage of all the slide tackles, all the dirty work I'm putting in, bodying kids, you know, having a good time out there.
Defenders, yeah. Like a linebacker? Can I use that term?
Yeah, they're instead of being hunted, they're the hunter.
Yeah, got it, yeah. Yeah,
good way to
linebacker,
look at it, yeah.
Strong safety,
mm-hmm. Absolutely, and all that. So
I'm just starting to learn the jargon of the world of soccer thanks to Jim Hart on the other line.
Yeah, not only do I like them making a good slide tackle and all, but I really love when a defender can put a good ball in, give some service up front. Nice. They play a nice ball inside the fullback or something like that. When they play a great ball, they don't get enough credit for that.
And that's like a quarterback throw in
absolutely.
Your world, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See,
absolutely.
See, I'm gathering it. People get tired of me using this term, but it's reality. I literally have a book upstairs, Soccer for Dummies, and it breaks everything down. But the guys that we do the segment every week have realized that already.
All right. So going forward, obviously, you know, with districts, when you get back, just who's going to be one of the toughest teams that you're going to be facing off in districts? I mean, you have Northeast, Clearwater, Palm Harbor. In your guys' mind, who's going to be the toughest challenge?
I think toughest challenge, like, skill-wise, technicality-wise, is going to be PHU. PHU this year has been on fire.
Yeah.
We have some club teammates who are on PHU. We know what they're going to bring when we play them. But I think in terms of, like, mentally and, like, psychologically, it's going to be our rival. It's going to be the school on the bridge.
So. Right now, PHU is ranked number 30 in the state of Florida. So, yeah, it definitely shows for that. What about you? What do you think is going to be the toughest team?
I think Osceola. On Sal's point, I think the mental aspect will be tough.
There's no rivalry there, is there?
A little bit.
I hear about it all the time here. These guys. I don't care if you guys had tiddlywinks contest. It'd be intense rivalry.
That rivalry's been always there, guys. Trust me, it's always there.
What do you call it? The bridge?
The school SLB. Over the bridge.
School over the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Oh, here goes Ben.
Yeah, I write up on my board before every time we play those SOBs. I write beat SOB right up on my board. That's the only game that matters. You can lose every single game throughout the year as long as you beat the SOBs. That's good.
SOBs?
School over the bridge.
We don't give them any bulletin board material.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
See, that's coach mentality. Like, hey, that's enough of that. Hey, can I move on to my lighter questions?
Just real quick, one last question. Of course, Coach Macy, as I touched on, you've been inducted into the SHS Warhawk Hall of Fame for athletics. There's going to be a big other induction coming up in January. Who will be inducted into the Warhawk Hall of Fame?
Well, the one that I'm excited about is our 82 State Cup champions. Okay, on that team, you have Craig Fawcett, which I know you know, and Mark Lamb.
Absolutely.
All-American,
yeah.
Both former Rowdy players. So it's going to be a great class. It was actually under-16 state champs.
Awesome.
That made up that team was a great team.
Awesome. All right, Mike, it's all on you now.
All right. Well, I'm gonna mix it up a little bit since it's the holidays. Your favorite Christmas movie? Colin, we'll start with you.
Say Home Alone.
Home Alone. Nice selection. Okay, that's in top five. Sal?
I have to go with Elf.
What is it about Elf, Mike?
Well, you don't like Elf.
It's okay. You see it once during the holidays, and I'm good to go.
Coach, you got one?
Chevy Chase, Christmas Vacation.
Good.
Right here we go.
Good.
All right.
Can't beat the classics.
Unrivaled. Cinematic classic. I can give you every line in there. However, because of my daughter, she said, Pops, you got to keep watching Elf. And she's very bright, and she's in medicine up in Chicago. I was like, you got to watch it. You're not getting it. I love Elf now.
Elf is funny.
Can't go wrong in Home Alone. We were talking to Jim Hart about Chicago, where he grew up. It's got that Chicago theme, the first one, and I absolutely love that movie as well. What did you say last week yours was?
Last week mine, it's actually a tie, believe it or not. I love Christmas Vacation. I will say that, but I'm a sucker always for It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah. That's
awesome. I'll tell you one nobody even thinks about. It's a Christmas movie is Die Hard.
Exactly.
Yes,
it is. Yes, it is. Yes. Good job, Rick.
God, I'm getting that from everybody. I've done this with three of my shows this week, and somebody throws in Die Hard. Not a Christmas movie.
I object.
Yeah, I see Christmas trees.
Yeah, there's Christmas trees in there. Yeah.
Yeah, and guns and bombs and Coach, come on. Ben, did you get a vote?
Oh, yeah, come on, Ben.
I think I went It's a Wonderful Life, but I'm pretty sure John McClane wears a Christmas hat in that movie.
Oh, my God.
So I'm pretty sure that counts.
All right, well, hippie-kaye on that one. Maybe.
You guys seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you seen it? Don't waste your time, young man.
Come on. That's a classic. You have to see it. Absolute classic. Actually,
I understand Christmas movie. I understand. I mean, I get it.
Okay. Now, it is the holidays. You need to do a shout-out to anybody at home.
All right, shout out my mom, dad, love you guys.
Their
thanks
names.
For all you do. Thank you, Christina and Richard. Love you guys. Thank you for all you do. Hey, shout out Blake, little brother. I'm always here if you need anything. You know, I can't wait to spend time with you guys this holidays.
Well, you have a fine young man and girlfriend.
I'm single, ladies. Hit my line 727-270-5108.
Smart man.
You just formed right here benefit. You came down on a Saturday morning. All right, Sal. Let's go. Shout out to anybody at home.
I'm gonna shout out my my mom and dad, Fatima Rapuano and Salvatore Rapuano. And shout out to my little sister Sophia. And then also shout out to my uncle Sergio Rapuano, and then also Lindsay as well. So, and then for girlfriends, I'm with Colin. I mean, me and him can go on a double date. You know, my number, I'll drop my number too, 727-240-7076, right there.
And at your ages, you got to stay focused anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, gentlemen, Rick, I really appreciate you bringing these young guys. You're welcome anytime. Of course, this is the Seminole Nation down here, you know.
Yeah.
So you can come down here.
Come on, so orange and green, Mike.
I do I do invite Osceola sometimes, and I get nervous about, you know, these seminars.
I'm a nice person.
Out of their pie holes. But thank you very much. Ben. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mike.
And I got to shift gears right now. I've got John Ruggles on hold, and he's been on in the past. We got a little bit of business to continue to do.
Awesome.
Promote. How are you, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. And I just wanted to, help you. I'm taking care of a little business here. I've got some too bad you're not down here. We got the greatest Christmas suite layout on the planet for a radio show, and it's staring me in the face. But let's talk about your upcoming bowl game and before the holidays, so people keep it top of mind and the dates and how people can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the presented by the U.S. Army Elevated Mission Senior All-American Bowl, and we're powered by 10 Performance. We're excited about bringing in seniors from all over the country on February 2nd and 3rd, so they'll be having a media day and practicing on Friday, and then on Saturday, February 3rd, that evening, we're going to be playing a game at Zephyr Hills Christian Academy. The game will kick off at 7:30, and we're going to have some great athletes from Colorado, Kentucky, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and it's going to be a great event, and we're excited to just have these young people in town. We can talk to them about a lot of opportunities, whether that's next steps are with the U.S. Army, with some trade options, or to go get that college scholarship like we did with Ethan Higgins last year at our game. And then he was over at Raymond James Stadium last night for the Gasparilla Bowl after coming out of six-man football up in Hernando County. So a lot of good opportunities for these young people.
So how do you find these athletes, or do they find you?
A little bit of both. We've got a lot of connections within the coaching world, and so we reach out to our coaches and say, hey, if you've got an athlete that's a really exceptional player that just hasn't gotten the college opportunities that they're looking for at this point, shoot them over, nominate them for us, and they send us their film and let us get access to watch them play. And, man, you get in there and you start watching some of this huddle film and you go, wow, I don't know how this young man does not have a college scholarship. You know, he's 6 foot eight, 340 pounds, and he's, you know, bulldozing guys. So it's amazing, but these kids just get overlooked. There's a lot of opportunity out there, but there's also kids in the portal. There's kids coming from JUCO ball, from regular colleges, and from high schools all over the country, and it's just a lot for these college coaches to sift through, and so young men get missed, and we want to make sure that they get another opportunity to get looked at.
Let's talk about what you and Coach Schenck have done. And I know Coach Schenck is Ed Schenck, and I'm glad to hear that his wife is recovering, and God bless her. The number of kids that he has personally put into scholarships and advanced into the next level in their respective sports, all sports. I know the number's over 500 and some change, but also you've been instrumental in doing that as well, and I'm sure these kids that you're going to have at the bowl game, you guys will be instrumental in finding them opportunities too.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Coach, I think is now over the 700 mark in athletes. Yeah. That he's just personally helped get scholarships at the next level. It's a pretty amazing thing. And changing the trajectory of some of these families' lives. Oftentimes they're the first generation to go to college, or take that next right step in their lives. And so, it's exciting to be able to talk to them. We talk to them about mind, body, and soul, and we want to make sure that they take the next right step in every area of their life. But great opportunity to just be there with these kids and just be able to speak into their lives. We have a great group of character coaches, guys like Jamel Felder, who played at Penn State and a little bit at the NFL, and he'll just be talking to them about making that next right step. And now we've got some chaplain coaches. We've got a lot of guys with NFL experience, college experience, and we'll just be speaking into these guys' life and just talking to them about, you know, what does life after high school look like, and how can they make those next right choices. So it's exciting. Yeah.
If you're a parent right now, you're driving down the road listening to us or streaming, and you hear about this, and you've got a son that you need assistance with. You're obviously in a very confusing world when you're looking for an opportunity for your children. How do these guys reach out to you?
Yeah, go to elevatedmission.com, and if you just drop us in the Connect card, you just drop us a message, give us your phone number, email, your name, and tell us a little bit of what you're looking to connect with us about, and we'll reach back out to you. Just had a young man do that on our website yesterday and sent us his huddle film, watched him tearing up people on the football field, and we offered him an opportunity to play in the game as soon as we saw the tape, because he's a really good player. And so that's the easiest way to make sure you get connected with us. Just go to elevatedmission.com and just fill out the Connect card, and we'll get right back to you for whatever it is that you're looking for.
Well, he's John Ruggles. He is the president of Elevated Mission. Blessed to have him in my world. I appreciate you coming back on. You have a Merry Christmas. What was your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie? Well, I'll tell you what, for our family, we watch every year, we watch Elf. I think It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite, though.
All right, my man. Well, you have a very, very Merry Christmas watching It's a Wonderful Life, because it is. And I look forward to working with you and Coach Shank in 2024 and getting you down here more often. And we'll get some more kids down here. How's that sound?
It sounds perfect. Yeah, yeah. Have a Merry Christmas. And wish I could have been down there with you guys today.
It's a beautiful day. All right, my man. Have a great Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you after the first of the year. And here's John Ruggles, and we got a couple of minutes. We'll be diving into a real conversation. There's some movement in the world of high school classifications and districting, and Brad Richardson and our Body Armor conversation after the top hour do that. Some interesting some moves. I see that the Largo Packers are going to be in with Palm Harbor. They're going to be in with Eastlake. They're going to be in with Steinbrenner. I mean, and then Ben Botham had this outrageous prediction of some of the things they're looking at. Consolidation of schools in the sports world down the road?
Yeah, some people are mentioning that in the works, in maybe the next 5 to 10 years, that some schools might be consolidating sports teams due to low enrollment.
Low enrollment,
There's just a lot of school. I mean, look at Seminole right now. We have 20 kids on our football team, and they're going to be going independent.
Yeah, they're going independent right now. Yeah, Augie released it last week saying that, you know, hey, it's just time to take a different direction. He's going to try to build the program back up. He can make his own schedule for what he wants to do. And actually, a big thing, and speaking of independent, Tarpon Springs is no longer independent. They're going to be going into district classification. We'll talk about them, too, in a little bit.
We'll talk about them. We're going to talk a little hot stove. Give them a little teaser of what your rant's going to be about today. We got about a minute.
It's the Grinch that stole Christmas, which is the Dodgers. The Dodgers are out
Major
here.
League Baseball.
I know, but the
it Dodgers. It starts at the top.
It does start at the top. My least favorite human being in the world, good old Commissioner Rob Manfred.
He is a clown.
He is ridiculous.
He's
for allowing
the
these
PGA
things to happen.
Commissioner. These commissioners get so full of themselves. The PGA commissioner is a clown. A clown. I think Adam Silverman is a clown. All right, we'll talk about all this. Yeah, we're going to keep it positive. It's our Christmas show down in Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. Come on down 13th and Central, hour number 2. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.